engage Jesus, who is offering you living water to drink. That living water is flowing from him. I want you to just close your eyes and just still yourself and just think of Jesus just kneeling before you with living water flowing from him, from his hands, from his innermost being. Just right in front of you. Just fix your eyes on him. Fix your heart on him. Fix your attention on him. And as you picture him there, maybe you've never drunk that living water ever before, but he's offering you living water so that you'll never have to thirst again. Maybe you've drunk this water for years and years and years, and yet it never, never, ever stops flowing, and it never, ever stops giving you deeper and deeper revelation of who he is. So just cup your hands and drink. Just take that flow from him and just drink that living water. And as you drink it, just feel that water filling you, that life, that energy flowing into your spirit, becoming a fountain within you. Just let it energize you. As you drink it, just let it cleanse you and wash you from the inside out. And as you drink it, just feel his forgiveness, his washing away all your sin, guilt, shame, condemnation. Just feel it all being cleansed and washed away. Just feel that new life just filling you right now with joy and with peace and with love. You are a new creation. Old is washed away and the new has come. Just feel his life. Feel it flowing. Feel it surrounding you. Feel it in you. That water in you is now a fountain. It is now a source. It's flowing out of heaven and flowing into the kingdom within you. Just think of it trickling under the door within your spirit right now. With Jesus just knocking the door, with the Holy Spirit just waiting for you to let him flow into you. So picture that door. Picture reaching out to the handle and just open the door and just see that fountain flowing, that water flowing from the door, flowing into your spirit. Flowing ankle deep, You can lie in it. You can splash in it. You can drink from it. As you do, just feel the light and the energy, the frequency vibrating around you and in you, energizing you, strengthening you. Just feel the very cells of your whole being restored, renewed, repaired, life, the energy of life, his life. Just draw from the well of salvation, wholeness, deliverance, safety, security, peace. Just drink his presence. Just let his peace rest on you. Just feel the weight of his peace. Just removing all fear, all worry, all anxiety, bringing security and safety, just enveloping you. Just drink of that stream that brings gladness to your spirit, brings gladness to your heart. Just let his joy fill you. Just let it bubble up. Let it flow. Overflowing, abundant, effervescent, well-being, joy. The joy of the Lord becoming your strength, your shield. Just feel the Spirit, his personality, his life, his righteousness, peace and joy. Just be baptized deeper and deeper into him, deeper into who he is. Just breathe in the very oxygen of heaven. Just breathe it in, deeper and deeper. And as you breathe it in, that river flowing through you takes it to each part of you, to your mind, to your emotions, to your will, to your conscience, to your imagination, to your eyes, to your ears, to your nose, to your mouth, to your hands. Your whole body flowing with life, his life, his presence. as we carry on during this time together, don't be a stagnant pool. Be a flowing river. Let that life flow from you. Let that resurrection power emanate from you. Release the very glory of God within you to fill the atmosphere of this room, to touch those around you with life. You know, one can put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000, and 3, 100,000. Exponential flow when we come together. Just let that flow today, and just continue to experience that. And let that be, to each of you, a daily experience of opening the first love gate and encountering the very presence of God. Amen.